There are so many devotees. They don't like that. Sit down. They pose like that, we are very high class of devotees. They show like a show bottle that, we are so much offered to Gurudev, Vaishnava and Hari. There was a devotee. There was a devotee. You are translating? There was a devotee.
В этой песне Бхактисиддханта Такур поет, когда я осознаю, что в этой вселенной множество несчастных, страдающих душ, и когда мое сердце
становится
страданием, когда я понимаю,
why you don't make
и спасать
эти
души в этом мире. И когда это милость, когда такое сознание придет в сердце, есть много так называемых преданных, которые внешне показывают, что я предан Гурудеву, но это лишь внешнее показушное предание.
There was a devotee. He used to think that I am so much intelligent, clever, and I am superior than others. He had so many things to hide. He wanted to cheat even Krishna, Guru and
Vaishnava.
One day there was Nirjala Ekadashi, full forced Ekadashi. He declared that today I will not take water, any fruit, vegetables, nothing, full force, whole day and night for 24 hours. Even he will not do achman. Otherwise water may come. But he told that I should take 3 times bath in river. He thought that I am so intelligent that even Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot understand what I am doing. And Guru, a physical body, how he can know? So nearby Yamuna River was there in Vrindavan. And he went in morning, evening and midday 3 times taking bath to be pure. But he discovered a way. And what it was? That when he used to take bath and sink in water, quickly he used to take so much water. He saw that here is not Krishna in water. Gurudev is not here, any Vaishnava is not here. So anyone cannot see this, and I am so intelligent. And thus he discovered and he went in the morning, very morning, and he took plenty of water. But externally, not even Charanamrit or any water for Achman. But he used to go so much times for urine pause. Some of the intelligent devotees have some doubt that he has not taken achman, even water, nothing. But he is going to urine pass so many times. Why?
Hmm.
In fear, they do not ask to anyone. But in the midday, he went and he was taking water in the underwater, and a very a fish with so many
bikes,
many. It came in his ear.
На днём, когда он очередной раз слушал о мовении и очередной раз потянул в себя воду, вместе с водой к нему в горло заскочила большая колючая рыба, у которой были большие колючки на плавниках, очень острые.
When India we take it Tengra march, and having so many thorns here and there, and she was there, not coming out, not going inside. Oh, he was about to die. But not disclosing this fact that he has taken water and this fish has come. But he was rolling down. Oh, and I'm dying, save me, save me. Oh, he was taken to hospital. And they operated and brought that fish up, open, and they show that, this fish was here, and they told to all others. They asked, all began to ask that devotees, how a fish came, if you are not taking a drop of water here and there, full fast, how this fish went here? Then it came obvious, that he has taken water in the deep water, sinking, and it was plenty of water he was taking, and so many times he has go to urine pass, and this fish also is here. A Vaishnava should be not like this. Otherwise he will be in great suffering. No harm for Guru Vaishnav Hari, but it will be harmful for them who are like this. Don't have anything in your heart to hide for Krishna, Guru and Vaishnav. Oh, surely your heart should be open book. Oh, anyone can see it. No duplicity, no hypocrisy, politics, nothing. Everything will be open. More louder. Internal, external and internal. Everything be same. Their words and behavior both should be same. Otherwise, he will lose, he will give up his chanting, remembering and everything. Like nowadays going on. So I am somewhat worried for this. There are so many devotees like this. I don't want. We should try to. Anything not is hidden from Krishna. Anything will not be hidden from Gurudev. Anyhow he will know. So I am requesting all the devotees to be like this. It may be that some weakness will be there in devotees, no hope. It may be that some anarth will be there, no hope, if they are sincere. Very quickly it will all go. So we should be very careful for this, very careful. Begin.
Namang Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prasthaya Bhutale Shishimad Bhakti Prajnana Keshavaiti Namini Ati Marta Charitraya Swasitananja Palini Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Nama Prema Pradayine Pancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayvacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratije Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yang Praprajantamanu Petama Peta Krityam Dvaipayano Virakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmetaya Tarvo Vinedu Tang Sarvabhutaridayam Munimam Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi, Najivami Toyabina, Iti Bhikyan Radhe, Tangnai Mama Charanamti. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sthapitam Jena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam, Dadati Sapada, Adhana Stedam, Tantairi dam jache puna puna Srimadaru padam bhoj dholi Shyam mamajam mamajam.
The lotus dust, one dust, three dust of Rupa Goswami. I only want the mercy of that dust, lotus dust of Rupa Goswami. He will fulfill all the desires. Because Rupa Goswami has fulfilled the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna and Radhika. Though he was a special associates of Radhika and Krishna, but even he came like common persons in this world. He descended from there and played like human, like activities. He came in a very highly rusticated family, Brahman family. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam, oh, they have three brothers. Also, they have sisters. But from beginning they left everything. At first they were prime minister, private secretary and treasurer of Hussein Shah, Mughal Muslim king. And very soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met there and inspired them to give up all these things and come to me. So Rupa Goswami with his younger brother Anupam, he took all his money, what they have collected in their ministerial time.
И они служили ему некоторое время, но потом Чайтанья Махапрабху призвал их, и они оставили свои ответственные государственные посты и взяли с собой все эти деньги, которые они заработали за время государственной службы.
Руп Гошвами took all the money and wealth, and he came to his village and distributed half of this wealth to Brahmins. And then one third he kept it in his house to maintain his family. One quarter. 25. He kept for his family maintenance. He gave to them. And one fourth what he? He deposited where Sanatana Goswami was minister yet at that time. And he kept it in a very rich or business person. He became totally penniless. And then he at once quickly began to go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he heard that Mahaprabhu has gone to Vrindavan and now he has finished his journey and he is returning. So being penniless as a poor person, but not poor, and he began to walk towards Vrindavan to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they met in Prayag. He kept some money for Sanatana and in a letter, in a sanketic words, like in a hidden way. He wrote something that anyone cannot know, only Sanatana Goswami may know. And he told, now where is Jadupuri, where is Mathura, where is Ayodhya, where is all these things, where is Ravan and his wealth? So come very soon, give up all these things, be penniless and come and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Написал его в таком виде кода, в виде шифра. Он написал только определенные буквы одного выражения, и сам Гасвами ничего особенного понял. Он там написал, где Ядупури, где Йодхья, где Матхура, где Равана с его богатством. Оставь все, и сразу же оставляй это место, и иди со мной к Чайтанья Махапрабху.
He thought in his heart, in his mind, oh, king is so much believing me, and he is dependent on me, and he loves so much me. But this is my
bondage.
I should do something that he should be cruel and angry to me, and thus anyhow I can get this position and we be beggar, and I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If your mother, if your husband, if your sister, if your wife are so much attached to you and helping you in so many ways, and so much affection for you, attachment for you, this is bandage, more than iron rods. Anyhow, this Muslim king knew this thing, that he does not want to be in position, and he wants to give up everything, and he wants to go to do bhajan. He was put in jail. And then Sanatana Goswami took half of the money, golden coins, about 5,000 golden coins, also precious at that time. And he gave to jailer, that I have appointed you like a jailer, and now you should help me. But he was not angry. Then Sanatana Goswami gave him 10,000 of golden coins, and what should I do? Then Sanatana Goswami told that you should tell the king that I was taking him to passing, and he at once jumped in the Ganges, and after he was drowned and died. And he promised that I will go to Makkah and I will be a Muslim faqih. And this he gave, and he quickly gave up. But his one servant, having 8 coins, Sanatana Goswami never knew. And he was with him walking in the forest. Some dacoits were there and they wanted to kill and to take this money. Sanatana Goswami told, have you some money? He told, I have 7. He hide one. But anyhow, Sanatana Goswami knew and gave all the coins to the dacoits, but not one. The dacoits told that we know that he has one more. But anyhow, we are very satisfied with you. And now, I will help you to go to
cross the mountain.
And then Sanatana Goswami asked his servant that, have you anything? Then he told her, yes, I have one more. Take it and go at once. I don't want anyone who is not like this. This is what? This is the most obstacle in bhajan. These are like call. Call means death. So it cannot help, but it will help you by murder or to death. So you should take it and go. He was weeping. Weeping, but Sanatana Goswami was very strong, and he. And then penniless he went. So this is the way, process to go to any Vaishnava, to Guru and Bhagavan. Very clearly you should tell all these things. It is very hard for, especially for Western devotees, to be penniless. Because they cannot go to India, they cannot go here and there. I know. But there is something, process. You can have some money, but this money you should think, I am not owner of this money, but Guru Dev, Hari Guru Vaishnava is owner. So use it only in service of Krishna, to develop your Krishna consciousness, like an open book, not in a hidden way. You should give to your Gurudev, he will tell you, you should take it, and you should come here, there, and you should utilize in preaching, publishing books, but like an open book, not hidden way, like that devotee, we used to fast Nirjala Ekadasi, not like that. And then you can go sometimes to India, by the permission of your Gurudev, you can preach here and there. Gurudev is not so much greedy. He has no also like money like this. His, if anyone gives, I never keep with me. I used to so many projects for preaching here, there, coming, nothing with me. From beginning, I gave everything, my whole relation, my all love and affection to my Gurudev. Nothing with me. If anything, bad things used to come in my heart, I used to tell my Gurudev, oh, though I have left my wife, children and wealth and everything, position, but yet some attraction for a very beautiful lady is coming. Oh, he kept his hand and, oh, it will go at once. And it went. Never come this. So be like this, open book, and it will allow. So Sanatana Goswami like this, he went to Kashi and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him so much nectar, that he has given for all. And then he gave so many nectar, one drop of ocean of the nectar, one only drop he gave to Rupa. And it was so endless that whole world was sinking in that. So Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapite Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamayam Dadapi Sabadanti. If you are sincere like Rupa and Sanatan, or even like Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he came penniless in Western countries, you know all. Nothing was there. He has no garment to take, no, nothing to eat, nothing, no fare to come to America. Anyhow, by the kind mercy of any navigation, he went there. And only Kartal was there. And what doing? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, in couple of years, oh, he, as a miracle, he preached everywhere. Not with money. How? With love and affection. So you should not depend on money. Always depend on the mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna, and mercy of devotees. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, or any of the Goswamis, any devotee or any acharya in our line, they have never quarreled for position, money, and worldly things. Never. I have not heard. Or even I have not read anywhere. They are quarreling for position, money, reputation, or anything. If money is there, proud will come. He can give up his Gurudev. Only faith in money, not in Gurudev, Vaishnava, and not in bhakti. So you should be like a post peon. Peon. Postman. Postman. Or accountant in bank. Oh, he is not master of any farthing. If he keeps something, then he will be prisoned. What is your prison? Oh, he will be out of bhakti. And he will be in the chain of life and birth, suffering so much. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully, he was in Prayag for 10 days. And in 10 days he gave everything to Rupa Goswami like essence of whole thing, bhakti. He inspired everything in his heart. And that is why when he was in court festival, he knew the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told to Rupa Goswami, oh, let me hear. Oh, you should hear very attentively and carefully and follow this way, what I am telling you. All the jivas in this world. From thousand and thousand births, for anadi kal, for endless immemorial, from beginning, they are taking birth, again dying, taking birth, suffering so much, like hogs, pigs, and all others here used. Murdering each other here and there, quarreling, wars and so many things are going on. Never satisfied. They became like Brahma, they became like Indra, but never satisfied. In this world, there are human beings, but all are not human beings. They are like donkeys and all other. If they have no bhakti, if they are not realized in the way to realize who am I, who is Krishna, what is our divinity, what is your constitutional position, then they are like animals, two-legged. And in them, if they know something about God, but they are karmi, offering something to Krishna and something for them. In them, there are very rare who believe in Krishna, but not doing one-pointed bhakti to Krishna. And in one-pointed there are so many, but so many desire also. So pure bhakti is very rare in this world. Among them, Kotiswapi Mahamune, Narayan Parayana. Those who are Narayan Parayana, even they are worshipping Narayan, they are fortunate. But among them, there are very rare Krishna Bhakta. In rare Krishna Bhakta, Braj Bhakta are very rare. Rare of rare. And among them, Sakha. And in Sakha, Varsalya mood. And in that mood, Gopi mood is very rare in this world, in whole universe. So he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami that this is very rare. This is our aim and object of our life. Oh, this is not the first time and last time that you are human. It may be in past you have been human being more than this, God, demigods you have been, but never satisfied and never happy. And if you are losing this time, this
golden chance,
then for endless time you are losing. Mercifully, Krishna is without any causeless mercy. Very causeless mercy. And he has given this human body, human face or shape. This is very rare But by the mercy of Krishna you have received it. Don't lose this also golden chance.
Это очень редкая возможность получить такую милость. Поэтому не теряйте этот золотой шанс.
Mahaprabhu told, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavanaji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bi. But a very rare person, by the mercy of Krishna, they have become human. And in this human life, anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, they can have the seed of bhakti, lata, creeper of bhakti. So you should read and you should read the book. Where is your book?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda, chapter 19, text 151, translation purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to their karma, all living entities...
You should know one thing, that some propaganda do propaganda, that he is, Narayan Maharaj is not in the line of Swamiji. But I think they are not in line. Myself, very strongly I am in the line. I always follow his explanation, perfect and everything. More than 60 years I am following. When there was no ISKCON. Even I am following, totally following. I try to follow him totally, as he has taught me. Go on.
То, что написано в его книгах. И я делаю это уже около 60 лет. Я думаю, что те, кто говорят, это сами не находятся в линии преемственности от Шрилы Прабхупады.
I remember one shlok. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra lolnam api millame kalam janma koti. This is the definition of Krishna consciousness, really. And he will never fall, no chance of falling, if he there like follow this slope. I want that we should follow and never fall down and always developing our Krishna consciousness. What is the meaning of that slope? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati.
Это слово, которое дается определение сознания Кришны. Я думаю, что тот, кто следует правильно этому определению, сознание Кришны никогда не упадет.
If anyone is following bhakti like this, he is pure Krishna conscious, otherwise not.
Только тот, кто следует такому виду бхакти,
now, in his purport was he is telling.
According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire...
Bona fide Guru.
By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the kripa of devotional service.
This is a translation of the verse. Prabhupada is very loved. I mean something.
Commentary of Srila Prabhupada. Соответственно, со своей кармой все живые существа блуждают через всю Вселенную. Некоторые из них возвышаются до высших планетных систем, а некоторые нисходят на низшие планетные системы. Из многих миллионов блуждающих живых существ одно может быть очень удачливым и получить возможность общаться с истинным духовным учителем по милости Кришны. По милости Кришны и духовного учителя такой человек обретает семя лианы преданного служения.
The subject is very deep, and like a philosophy. You should hear very carefully. Don't sleep, don't cut. Yawning. Oh, sit straight, not like these old persons. Oh, be like a straight sitting.
Эта тема очень глубока, это очень возвышенная философия. Нужно слушать очень внимательно. Не будьте сомневы, не сидите, обхватив колени, как старики. Сидите с упрямленной спиной. Внимательно слушайте.
Гаур Премананде!
Итай Гаур Премананде!
Now, you should go on. What is needed? Then next.
Out of many living entities, if one is actually fortunate, Bhagavan, he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Srila Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born in a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during Chaturmasi period, the boy Narad took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving them and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of sympathy for the Vaishnavas. And by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas, and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Then by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna. And in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mandilila 22.107, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Karye Uday. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij.
Only essence should be told, not reading all. Malihaya se bij kare aropan, Samana kirtana jale kare se chan.
When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually, by the process of Shravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout.
Когда человек получает семя преданного служения, он должен заботиться о нем, став садовником и сажая семя в сердце. Если он поливает сердце, это семя, то постепенно в процессе Шравана и Киртана сердце, то есть семя начинает прорастать.
Guru, bona fide guru, will give the seed of bhakti kripa and tell the devotee that you should be gardener. You should put in earth, you should plenty of water. What is needed, you should give it. What is this? What is the seed? Guru will tell. Desire to serve Krishna is the seed of bhakti lata. By this, if any devotee puts this desire in his heart and hearing Harikatha daily, serving bona fide guru and bona fide Vaishnava, this seed will sprout.
Если преданный посадит в сердце семя и будет каждый день слушать и распевать о Кришне, то это семя прорастет.
Then a strong faith for the words of epics, word for gurus and word for Krishna will come. It is bound to come.
Если он будет преданным еще служить гуру и вайшнавам, то сильная вера и вкус к Chaitanya Krishna is Shastra, preserved for yourselves.
So we should be very careful for this. We should judge where my bhakti is sprouted or not. There are some symptoms. And what the symptoms are? More louder.
In Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has very cautiously, mercifully described the symptoms which manifest in the heart of a devotee who is actually developing in his Krishna consciousness genuinely.
Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, наш Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, милостиво описал признаки преданного, который проявляется, когда в его сердце расцветает бхакти-лата бидж.
By these symptoms, we can understand whether genuine Shuddha Bhakti is manifesting in the heart or not.
И судя по этим признакам, можно судить, действительно ли истинная Шуда Бхакти проявляется в сердце или нет.
Кшантир абьярта кала твам вирактир мана шуньята аша банда сумутканте нама гана садаручи Asaktistat gunakyane, pratishtat visate stale, ityadam bhavasyo jata bhav ankure jane.
Very short.
Here, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is saying that the manifestation of Shuddha Bhakti in the heart has nine symptoms.
Здесь в этом стихе Кшантира Вьярта Калатан Вирактир Манашунята, Рупа Госвами говорит, что проявление Шуддха Бхакти можно судить по девяти признакам.
First of all, Кшантир. Kshantir means that the devotee, he becomes very peaceful and undisturbed in the midst of even great dangers and calamities.
Первое кшантир означает, что преданный всегда остается умиротворенным и безмятежным, даже посреди страшных бедствий и беспокойств.
Abhyaktakalatvam means he is very, very careful not to waste even a single moment of his time. He wants to always be absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering and service of Haridwar and Vaishnavas.
Abhyaktakalatvam. Каждое мгновение своей жизни он не теряет пустое, постоянно занят служением Харигуру и Вайшнавам.
Bhakti, if this devotional service is coming,
его не соблазняют никакие объекты этой материальной природы.
Manashunyata. This means that from the core of his heart, he genuinely feels, oh, I am quite worthless and insignificant, and thus he is able to offer respect to all living entities.
Manashunyata. Из глубины своего сердца он чувствует, о, я совершенно незначителен и беспомощен, и поэтому он выражает свое почтение всем живым существам.
The next symptom is called Ashabandha. His heart is bound by a very, very strong and unbreakable desire to serve the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna Jugal.
И следующий признак Ашабанда. Его сердце наполнено непреодолимым сильным желанием служить лотосным стопам Sri Sri Radha Krishna.
And Sumutkante. Sumutkante means that he is completely overwhelmed with a great eagerness and impatience, always thinking, where is Krishna? Where is Srimati Radhika? Hey Radhe, Bhajade, Vike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda, Suno, Kuta. When will I meet them? When will I have the opportunity to serve them and please them?
И Samutkante означает, что его сердце наполнено страстным стремлением к Кришне. Он всегда думает, где Кришна, где Шримати Радика? Hey Radhe, Bhajade, Vike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda, Suno, Kuta. Когда я встречу ее? Где я могу найти ее?
Nava Gana Sadaruchi. Every time he chants Naam, there's always a very deep, flavorful taste in the chanting.
Naam ganasya daruchi. Всякий раз, когда он вспоминает Naam, в его сердце пробуждается глубокий вкус к святому имени.
Asaktista guna kyane. That devotee, he is very attached to hearing and speaking the descriptions of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes.
Asaktista guna kyane. Такой преданный очень привязан к слушанию и воспеванию имени, формы, качества и духа Кришны.
Pritishtad vasate skale. And also, that devotee, he has a very great yearning and hankering to always live in Vrindavan Dham, in the places where Krishna has performed his pastimes, Seva Kunj, Niduvam, Bhangsivat, Jirasamir, Nandagan, Varasana, Terkadamba, like this. He's very attached to all of these places, especially Shavakund and Radha Kund.
И притистат в сатистале, такой преданный, очень сильно привязан к таким святым, ко всем святым местам в Абрадже, связанным с играми Кришны в Вриндаване, таким местам, как Теркадамба, Нидуван, Нандагам, особенно Шьямакун и Радакун.
So when these symptoms begin to manifest in the personality of the devotee, this is the sign that the Bhaktilata Beach is sprouting.
Если эти признаки проявляются в сердце преданного, это признак того, что семя преданного служения Бхактилата Бич прорастает.
But you should also know there is some process that it will come to this point. Before this, the first symptom of sprouting bhakti is that, oh, he will require some water. And from where this water will come? From a realized guru or realized siksha guru. Then he will search a siksha guru and diksha guru. And duly in process he will have diksha. And then after diksha, oh, he will obey his master and follow the process of real bhakti, anyabhilashita sunyam, jnana karma dhyana pratam anukullen krishna anusilanam. And thus gradually here all unearth unwanted thing will go, offenses will go. And gradually he will realize his cheto darpan, marjanam. He will realize something. And then a test will come, then asakti will come, and then these symptoms will come at the stage of ha. So bhakti is now grazing. So upajiya bare lata brahmanda vedija. And then this bhakti fire goes. Read it. If you want to be a pure devotee, you will have to follow all these things. There is no question. It has been clearly told. So you should try to follow. This is the duty of devotees, to put in his heart this bhakti seed and to search water and to saturate it, and to fence from wild animals like and that is offenses to Vaishnava. Nam aparad, Vaishnava aparad. You will have to do. But Krishna will be mercifully giving, inspiring you to do like this. So pray to Krishna and Vaishnava and Guru for this.
Может быть, речь, что кто-то достигнет совершенства, не следуя этому принципу. Нужно в первую очередь искать это семя и найти его, потом искать воду и поливать этой водой семя, потом обнести это семя в загороде, чтобы не пустить свирепых хищников, таких как слоны или вепри, которые могут поранить деревце. Что это значит? Это значит?
So many devotees come to me, and they ask me, what to do? Oh, how to develop Krishna bhakti? Oh, how to give up anarths? What to do? Why they don't listen all these things? If they are hearing very attentively, no question. Oh, you should try to follow this process. Very soon you will develop. Oh, you are hiding something. You are hiding what? Oh, very powerful poison in your pockets. And you are thinking that this is like nectar. And this poison will destroy your whole bhakti. To whom you are dependent, that, oh, this will save me, but this will ruin you. So try to follow fully these things. Be dependent on the mercy of Krishna and Guru. And follow what he is giving instruction. Oh, this is the easy, very easy process. Method and process for developing bhakti. Knowing all these things, you don't want to obey the process given by Gurudev, you want to obey the uncontrolled your mind. Then what Guru can do? He cannot do. He will cheat you. Oh, very good, go on. You can take this powerful poison and you should die. What he can do? He could not help him then. Those who want to obey their uncontrolled mind, not to obey Guru and Vaishnava. They will have to lose everything. Their bhakti will be stagnant and their root will be uprooted and there will be no bhakti. Only some pocket will be fulfilled by money and other position.
Yes, we promised you 3 days. Гуру и Вайшнавам, то вы очень быстро развиваете вкус к святому имени, и ваши бхакти стремительно растет. Но если вы этого не делаете, если вы позволяете лишь своему необузданному уму управлять вашей жизнью, то тогда что может поделать Гуру? Вы прячете от него свое сердце, вы не отдаете ему себя. Тогда он может просто поощрять вас, скажет, да, молодец, пей этот яд, пей до дна, пей весь бокал. И терять свою духовную жизнь. Что он может поделать? Если вы не отдаете себя ему, он не может никак вам помочь. Тогда гуру говорит, ты можешь делать все, что хочешь, будь счастлив в этой жизни, но бхакти вы никогда не обретете.
Then, упадья баре лота брамханда федиджай, биржа лук феди парбхемджай. What is the meaning? You can do.
Upadhyaya Parilata Brahmanda Vedijaya. So when the gardener, that means devotee, will notice the plant seed with Savan Kirtan Jal, that means he will have to hear from bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas. Gradually his bhakti will increase and unwanted desire and offense will go away. Then it will come out from the planetary system, that means all kind of desire in this world will go away.
Yes.
Upajya Parada Brahmanda, after that, this 14th planetary system, that is Viraja, then this Kripar will cross this Viraja and will arrive in the Brahmanda. That means
Brahmalok
Jai. That means
desire of mukti will also go away.
The desire of salvation will go away forever.
Then a desire will come to serve Narayan. But even for one fronted Vaishnava, hearing from Guru, all this desire will also go away. And then he will go where? Tabe jai, tadupari, gulu. And then this will go to even to serve Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and even Dwarkadhish Krishna, husband of so many queens, even this will go. And then it will come to Braja. Now you should read.
As one waters the Bhaktilata beach, the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually increases to the point where it penetrates the walls of the universe and goes beyond the Viraja river, between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahmalok, the Brahman effulgence, and penetrating through that stratum, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet, Golok Vrindavan. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by Sravan Kirtan, The bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky.
Very good. Then, Sri Krishna Charana Kalpe Brikshe Kare Arohan Iha Vistari Thaya Fale Premufal Iha Mali Seche Saman Kirtan Adijal Jodi Vaishnava Parad Uthe Hati Mata Upara Vachinde Tar Sukhi Jaya Pata Tate Mali Jatna Kari Kare Avaran Aparad Hasti Jeche Na Hai Udvam.
The creeper greatly expands in Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. If the devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, his offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter.
Oh, in hearing Hari Katha, sleeping is offense. So, if all are waking and hearing, then they're all sins, offenses. Oh, waiting in Nishkai, and those who are sleeping, in them they will go. Oh, so be careful.
Я должен вам сказать одну важную вещь. Это очень важно вам узнать. Секрет преданного служения. Дело в том, что спать во время Харикатхи – это великое оскорбление. И когда преданные сидят и слушают Харикатху, всех оскорбления, анархи и грехи выходят из их сердец и витают в воздухе. И как только кто-то погружается в сон, все они кучей падают именно в его сердце. Поэтому будьте очень внимательны, не засыпайте, а то грехи всех остальных преданных пойдут в ваше сердце. Здесь всего три стиха, которые в Читанчи Адам Шилы Прабхупады. Девица очень быстро растет и достигает планеты Голока Вриндавы. И там оно рождает плод любви к Кришне. Хотя садовник остается в материальном мире, постепенно поливая водой слушания и воспевания. Если преданный совершает оскорбление стоп вайшнава, взращивает деревце преданного служения в материальном мире, его оскорбление сравнивается с оскорблением с безумным слоном, который вырывает деревце и ломает его. Таким образом, листья деревца высыхают. Поэтому садовник должен защищать дерево, деревце, огораживая его вокруг изгородью, чтобы могучий слон оскорбления не вошел туда.
Then here, one thing. Jodi Vaishnava Parad Uthe Hathi Mata Upade Va Chinde Tar Sukh Jaye Pata. What is the meaning, Shyamrani?
While one's creeper of devotional service is growing, one should be very careful to create a fence around that creeper so the mad elephant of offenses to Vaishnava will not come in his garden. If it comes, it tramples the creeper and completely destroys it. That fence that's recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around that creeper is the association of pure devotees.
Здесь говорится, что преданный, защищая свое деревце, должен оградить его большой стеной, чтобы помешать безумному слону Вайшнава Апарадхи растоптать его. И Ачарьи, объясняя смысл этого стиха, говорят, что это изгородь, это стена, защищающая деревце преданного служения. Это саду-санга, общество Вайшнава.
Oh, you should not criticize any Vaishnava. Never. Don't beat, don't neglect, don't abuse any Vaishnava. and you should think that he is in our family, in God family. And if he is pure Vaishnava, taking initiation with a relation, he is chanting and remembering, oh, you should respect them more. But if anyone chanting and remembering, and preaching here, there, making so much distribution of books, or fasting, ekadasi, doing all these things, but even he is criticizing, abusing any Vaishnava, then he should be far away from. If you are powerful, then what you should do? You should check by your arguments. And if you are more powerful, then try to have a very big stick of bamboo and give him. Give fire through them, like Hanuman. And if you are not so much powerful, then keep your fingers in your ears and go to Jamuna or Ganga or any river, take bath and chant Hare Krishna. I will never hear, oh, promise there. Then you will be saved, otherwise you will not be saved. Even hearing the criticism is offense.
Общение с таким преданным нужно тщательно избегать. А если у вас достаточно духовной силы, вы должны победить его аргументами, вы должны заставить его замолчать своими философскими аргументами. Или же, если у вас есть такое право, вы можете взять большую бамбуковую палку и, так сказать, наказать его. Как Хануман сжег Ланку, как и вы можете остановить оскорбителя, но лучше сделать это философскими аргументами. И если же вы не в состоянии, если вы духовно, так сказать, не настолько сильны, и у вас нет достаточно аргументов, чтобы переубедить этого человека, вы должны просто оставить это место, пойти к Ганге или Ямуне и погрузиться туда, и чтобы очиститься и воспевать Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, и забыть об этом человеке.
Кинту жади латар санге утхе упашакха, бхукти мукти банча жото асанкхатар лекха, нишиддачар кути нати жив хинсан ла пуджа пратиштхади жади упашакха ган, шек жалпайя упашакха бади жая, стабдхайя муллат мулшакха бадите не жая. Пратхама упашакха каре чедан, табе мулшакха бади жая бриндаван.
Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world,